to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A woman identified as Cheryl called into a morning program there and said that she wanted to make a stand against obesity during Halloween. See, you just have to take the fun out of this stuff. People just have to take the fun out of it. So here's our idea. Give children who have extra poundage on them a letter instead of a treat.
I just want to send a message to the parents of kids that are really overweight. I think it's just really irresponsible of parents just sort of send them out looking for free candy just because all of the other kids are doing it.
Yeah, because all the other kids are doing it because it's trick-or-treat. It's trick-or-treat. Of course the other kids are doing it. When we were kids, I mean, the fat kid would do it, the skinny kid, we'd all get together, we'd go trick-or-treating. We didn't get fat notes.
There is host Pat Walsh commenting on a Fargo woman who was giving out fat notes on Halloween, letters to the parents of overweight children asking them to be better parents and not send their children out to get candy when they obviously need healthier eating habits. So the Halloween fat letter made it as number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our review this hour. We take apart the items for the week ending Friday, November the 1st, reviewing all of the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at Talkers.com. And this week, the Halloween fat letter. World Series number 9 on the countdown. Here's McGraw-Milhaven, who is in Missouri, complaining to ABC's Aaron Katursky about the way the Red Sox won the World Series. Come on, McGraw, man up.
I'm curious to find if they found John Lester's bottle of rosin in all of these celebrations.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, yeah, the guy goes 15 innings and only gave up one run, and he had, you know, some type of goo on his glove, and no one even brought that up. It's just outrageous, but it's a whole other issue.
Really, that's what you're going to do?
Yes, that's
exactly. You're going to wallow in the...
He's not giving up on that.
That is exactly what I'm going to do. Well, I mean, look,
you're better than that.
Actually, really, Aaron, I'm not. I'm really not better than that. I mean, you've got Belichick, who somehow figured out a way to keep the Cardinals grounded in St. Louis for 7 hours on their flight to Boston. There's a long history of New England sports teams and St. Louis over the last number of years, and this just sort of adds to the mystique of it all.
I think it was a pretty good series. And some nights, you know, just not your night. And I think the energy in the ballpark, I don't know how anybody playing for the opposing team could have overcome the sheer volume, the vibe. I mean, Waka was incredible considering the time he was getting from the fans. I mean, just chanting his name endlessly at 22. I don't know how you home in, I think he pitched pretty well, not well enough.
Yeah, it's an interesting point you bring up, and that is home field advantage is always a home field advantage. But it seemed like Boston, they had an extra guy on the field, and that crowd, I don't know how you can monetize how much they helped, but clearly they were beneficial to the home team.
Oh, I think so. I mean, with the very few exceptions, it was just a stadium filled with fans waiting to see this moment, and people whose lifelong dream has been to see the Red Sox win the World Series at home. St. Louis is a baseball town too. I mean, just like Boston.
Yeah, no question. Look, you can tell all the Boston fans, we know how much fun it is. We've seen it quite a bit over the last 20, 30 years or so. They haven't seen this since 1918, so we know what it's like to win a World Series at home.
It's awfully charitable of you to say, and I'm sure they are, the ghosts that were in that stadium. I mean, you had Carlton Fisk throwing out the first pitch with Louis Tion, his battery mate from the 1975 Game 6, the one where he waved his home run into right. Fair territory. You know, you had memories of 67 against the Cardinals where they lost. There were some, you know, it had some moments.
Coming up, immigration, the budget, and Hurricane Sandy in review. And that's part of the review of the world of talk radio. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air every weekend.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%, and the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free Value Club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Mr. Doug Steffen here on the air with you. Immigration reform number 8 on the countdown this week. Here are our hosts Jack Harris and Ted Webb talking to immigration attorney Bill Flynn about the latest on the Senate's immigration bill.
Kind of a surprise from Marco Rubio, who says that he doesn't think there should be one comprehensive bill, that immigration reform should be done piecemeal. What do you see happening as a result of his evolution on this?
Well, the House, Jack, has always been in favor more of the piecemeal approach. So I think whatever comes out of the House in the next couple of weeks probably will be piecemeal. But Senator Rubio, who knows, because he was the artist, the author, of course, of the Senate bill, which passed 6832, which was comprehensive, not
piecemeal. Very comprehensive.
Yeah.
And so now you've got this guy saying it shouldn't be that way, and he is actually saying that the bills that would make up immigration reform should be initiated in the House, right?
Right. Well, with the Senate, we've got a bill, and who knows what would happen with the conference committee. But I think there's a little pressure coming from this big lobbying group of evangelicals and prominent conservatives who are pro-bill, and we'll see how that affects the members of Congress as early as next week.
Bill, there's a thought that if this bill passes, if they do get immigration reform in, that we will never see a Republican president again.
Who knows, Ted? I'm no political expert, but there's a lot of theories about the Hispanic vote. Interestingly, Congressman Jeff Denham of Republican California has stepped forward as a co-sponsor of the Democratic bills in the House. And when you look a little deeper, he's from a 41% Hispanic district.
The Brewing Budget Battle, number 7 on the countdown, from our affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Gary Saddlemeyer and Scott Voorhees both talking to Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska about the next showdown over the budget and how we, the American people, the American system, can avoid another shutdown.
How do we avoid getting back to the same place in January and February?
Well, you know, you've got to have some positive thoughts there, Gary. Like I said, I'm willing to give it a chance. Do I think very much is going to happen? To be honest with you, no, I don't. But I'm willing to give it a chance. And when we get to January and February, that's going to be a time where I'm going to take a hard look at this. I'm going to reevaluate. And when the votes come up at that point, I will make a decision on how I believe we should move forward.
Yeah, it's just no fun being in the minority party when you don't have a Republican in the White House, too, Deb.
That is the truth.
Yeah, it's no fun.
I mean, you can't. We didn't even have any procedural motions
that we could use. Talk about sequestration, though. You talk about national security. At the 11th hour, the Democrats tried to tie the sequestration cuts to the deal. Thankfully, that got out and didn't get a lot of traction. They continue on. I know there are still people who are suffering from sequestration cuts, but at the end of the day, it did reduce the amount of government spending. Not by much, but some. Are you prepared to fully support all the sequestration cuts in perpetuity and add to them?
I think the sequestration has been helpful. Like you said, it is the first time these last 2 years that we've seen any kind of cuts in the growth of spending, not in spending itself, but just the growth of spending. I happen to believe there needs to be more flexibility. I think our military is taking on more of the cuts than they should. I supported different proposals out there that would give the president more flexibility in determining how those cuts were going to be made. Again, to me, that's just common sense. The president said he would veto that. It gets to be pretty frustrating when things seem to come down to sound bites. You know, we're trying to find some solutions here so we can cut spending if we're ever going to get on a sustainable path and make those cuts in a less harmful manner, and we're not seeing too much cooperation from the other side on that.
Anniversary of Hurricane Sandy, number 6 on the countdown. Host John McCurry talking to Charles Flickinger, who owned a business, an oceanfront business in New Jersey. They discuss Hurricane Sandy's aftermath. This has been a year, so what's happened in the year?
We've been really talking about how it doesn't seem possible it's been 1 year since Sandy roared through there. Your business was devastated when that happened. How's the past year gone for you?
Well, it's been a rough year in a lot of ways. Once Sandy hit, you got to realize we're on a pier on New York Harbor, so I'm sitting at my desk. I'm 30 feet from the water.
Wow.
So when the storm came a year ago, we had 4 feet of water coursing through our shop, and so we were out of business for 2.5 months. And so that was a rough time. It was cold. We didn't have electricity. It snowed 4 inches 2 days after the storm surge, but we had a tremendous amount of help, and that was crucial. We've been in business for 29 years, and over that time have established a lot of relationships in the glass world, design world, lighting, architectural work that we do, and our customers, vendors, friends, and family helped us immensely. We raised a significant amount of funds, but also had a lot of people, dozens of strangers who showed up here the first 2 weeks just to help us muck out the debris and the water. We had 2 sewage backups, an oil spill. This all went through our shop, and it was quite a major cleanup effort. But today, you wouldn't know it. We're doing very well, and if you walk through our shop, it would look like business as usual, which it is.
Coming up, Syria and the state of the GOP when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Here we are chugging along on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, number five on our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, Syria. Talk host Nick Reed here with a focus on the deadline for Syria's turnover of chemical weapons. It got missed. What a shock.
Chemical weapons inspectors in Syria missed deadline. Oh, wow. Oh, couldn't see this coming. Out of Beirut, Associated Press, international inspectors overseeing the destruction of Syria's chemical weapons stockpile have missed an early deadline in a brutally tight schedule after security concerns prevented them from visiting two sites linked to Damascus's chemical weapons. Chief of the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog disclosed for the first time in a report obtained by the Associated Press that Syria has declared 41 facilities at 23 chemical sites where it stored approximately 1,300 tons of precursors and agents and over 1,200 unified munitions to deliver them. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said inspectors were only able to visit 21 of the 23 sites because of security risks. Here's the best part. While there are no consequences for missing the deadline, the group's failure to meet it underscores the ambitious timeline as well as the risks its inspectors face in carrying out their mission in the middle of the Syrian civil war. The OPCW did not say who was responsible for the security problems. Well, gee, I wonder who that could have been. In other words, here's what happens. Bashar Assad uses chemical weapons after he's told don't use them. He knows he can use them. All he has to do is say, I won't do it anymore. As a matter of fact, I'll let inspectors in. Now, how does he know this will work? Because we've done this before. We've been the victim of this scam before. And so he does that. And then not only do we fall victim, willing victims, into this scam, but we pat ourselves on the back while we do it. You know how ignorant they must think we are, how stupid. Pat ourselves on the back. Oh, look at what we've done. Look how wonderful we are. Never once stopping to smell the suspicions that rise from the fact that Russia's the one who brokered the deal.
Number four item on the countdown, the state of the Republican Party. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to political analyst Steve Monasteri about former Congressman Tom DeLay of Texas announcing a new mission. He wants to keep Republicans away from anything that's not specifically based on the Constitution.
The Hammer, former Sugarland Congressman Tom DeLay, says that he's on a mission from God of sorts to shut down any part of the government that isn't specifically based on the Constitution. So, Steve, what do you think about the Hammer's mission these days? Do you think he's on the right path?
Well, I understand his frustration that he thinks the size and scope of government has increased beyond what the Founding Fathers envisioned. I think the solution to that is to win at the ballot box. And I think that's the only practical solution.
He's also suggested, former Congressman DeLay, that we could lose Ted Cruz in the Senate. I assume what he means is if we don't support him, that someone will the next time he is up for re-election, could beat him. I don't know if Senator Cruz really expects us to shut down parts of the government at all. I don't know if that's his mission. Your thoughts?
Well, you can't shut down the government unless you have the votes. And we have a majority only in the House. And we also have a diverse majority in the House. Sometimes I think Texas Republicans are not aware of the fact that other state parties are not as conservative, quite frankly, as the Texas Republican Party. And I became aware of that being on the Republican National Committee. I mean, if you talk to Republicans from some of the northeastern states or some of the other states around the country, you realize that some of the elected officials are would not be supportive of that type of action. So I think the ultimate goal has to be to win the Senate and win the White House. That's the only way you're going to get real reform.
All right, so the state of the Republican Party, fourth most talked about item this week on the countdown. Let's see where we are at this point in the hour. The Halloween fat letter is number 10. World Series number 9, immigration reform number 8, budget number 7, anniversary of Hurricane Sandy number 6, Syria number 5, state of the GOP number 4. So let's see if we can put together in the next half hour, as we usually do, overviews of numbers 3, 2, and 1 here. Coming up next, stand by as the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome back to our second half hour of the first hour of the countdown. Talk Radio in Review, weekending Friday, the 1st of November, number 3 on the countdown. We're going back to Benghazi. Talk host Pat Campbell talking to Robin Walensky from TheBlaze.com about the revelations on 60 Minutes. Regarding specifically what happened in Benghazi.
It's about time mainstream media is finally getting on board here. This is old news to a lot of us. Tell everybody.
Yeah, really old news. You know, if they say it has a beard on it, if you've been following the Benghazi situation, there's really not much new in terms of a revelation except for one thing. They did have on a one-on-one sit-down interview with a man. He calls himself Morgan Jones. It's a fake name, Pat, right, to protect his real identity. Anyway, so he sits down and he tells Lara Logan on 60 Minutes that he warned over and over again that security was not adequate, that the people that were charged in Libya to protect us were sitting around having tea and you know, crumpets, whatever they were doing, laughing, and they all ran off when, you know, the attack was underway on 9/11 of last year. And, you know, so he does do this sit-down with a fake name. You do see his face in the piece. But, you know, and it's a few new details that are trickling out in terms of what he saw in the aftermath. He does recall his last conversation with one of the men who was killed. But I have to tell you that if you've been following this thing, it's like, oh, my gosh, it's unbelievable. There's not a lot of news there that we America was lied to. My overall takeaway, if you watch the entire almost 15-minute segment, is that not once in the piece does Lara Logan ever mention President Obama, then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, nor does she mention the bogus Benghazi talking points spewed by now National Security Advisor Ms. Rice.
Yeah, that's completely missing from the narrative in this story. What I found fascinating, and I know that the people that attacked the embassy, they telegraphed their punch. Months in advance, a security official said the attack in Benghazi was no surprise because al-Qaeda had posted their plots against the U.K. and the U.S. online. They said, you're going to get attacked in Benghazi. Okay, so that's probably a place I wouldn't be meeting with anyone. In Benghazi, a security official said they told Ambassador Stevens 3 months before the assault on the U.S. mission.
Right, so they went after they said they were going to go after the Brits.
Right.
They do. They said they're going to go after the American Red Cross. They do. Then they say that they're going to go after the American, the consulate, the mission there, the CIA annex. They do. What's not to be believed at this point, by the way, when al-Qaeda makes a threat? 1993 World Trade Center bombing. We're going to topple the towers. Mm-hmm. They try to pull it off with a bomb. 9/11, 8 years later. What don't we know? That's the thing. We are not taking the Al-Qaeda threat seriously in this country.
On CNN, Kate Baldwin talked to Senator Lindsey Graham about his plans to block the president's nominations until Graham gets some answers on what happened in Benghazi.
Is there another way to do this? Because you know what folks are going to say is that Janet Yellen, mm-hmm. leading the Federal Reserve, arguably right. one of the most important positions
Absolutely.
That will be leading in Washington in the coming yeah. years, in years ahead. Is it yeah. fair to hold up one part of government in order to make a point on another?
Is it fair to tell the Congress, when you have a national security failure like this, we will not make available to you the people who survived the attack so you can make an independent inquiry? Is it fair to withhold from the Congress, a separate branch of the government with oversight responsibilities, the basic evidence about what happened? I don't like holding up people. That's not my nature. I've run out of ideas, and I am not going to, Kate, I'm not going to let this whole chapter close without having talk to the people in Benghazi who went through this living hell, and to push the administration to reconcile how their story mm-hmm. about Benghazi was so different than the 60 Minutes report that identified Al-Qaeda terrorists and named them by name, that it was a pre-planned coordinated attack. This is a big deal. We haven't gotten the truth. And the only leverage I have is to insist upon this information being released by stopping nominations. I'm not asking for too much. Is it really too much for me to want to talk to the people who were in Benghazi, independent of the administration? Or should, in the future, the Congress just be told to shut up and go away? Trust us, we've looked at it.
Now, I want you to respond to the White House. The White House has said that this isn't about Benghazi at all. They say it's about politics for you. You're up for re-election this year. What do you say to Jay Carney, who was one of the people who said that?
Go tell the parents and the survivors of the four dead Americans that it's okay for the administration never to share the witnesses with the Congress so we can validate whether or not what the families were told about Benghazi is true. 14 months later, do we know how this protest story started when all the evidence from day one suggested a terrorist attack? Chris, Ambassador Stevens, mm-hmm. on the phone said, we're under attack. I am confident that the witnesses who were interviewed 2 days after the attack never suggested there was a protest outside the consulate. And to Jay Carney, why did you say on 4 to 5 separate occasions, weeks after this attack, there was no evidence of a pre-planned terrorist attack? Did you know about the FBI interviews? Where did you get your information to suggest there was a protest? How could you tell the American people a story that had no basis in fact? And who denied the numerous security requests to enhance security at the consulate? The 60 Minutes piece detailed the people on the ground saw this attack coming. Has anybody been fired for letting the consulate become a death trap? What was Chris Stevens doing in Benghazi? Other than that, everything has been answered.
That moves us along up to number 2 on the countdown, the NSA spying scandal. So we'll get to that with a couple of different pieces of information next on the Talk Radio Review.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers? Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And the award goes to
America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called GEICO and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
The Hot Hits in Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Number two on the agenda this week on the item list, the NSA spying scandal. Here's host Matt Murphy with Colonel Oliver North. They discuss Edward Snowden's revelations about the NSA spying on our allies.
You well know, and most of us understand, that America must put militarily our interests first. And we oftentimes want to make sure that we're monitoring circumstances around the world just to make sure we have a sense of what's going on in other parts of the globe. I'm talking about the NSA, the current scandals. My takeaway was from the recent revelations that we were listening in on some conversations with some foreign leaders was, you know what? While I expect that my country will do this sort of thing from time to time, I also expect that my country will not get caught doing this sort of thing. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, there have been defectors from NSA before. Back in the 1960s, we went through this with two NSA defectors who went to the Soviet Union, decamped in Moscow, and decided that they would try to do the kinds of things Mr. Snowden has been much more effective at doing. Both of them were lower-level mathematicians. They defected from Japan initially. Interestingly enough, a lot of them get wrapped up in Mandarin language expertise and the Samurai Code and Bushido, and then they decide to flip. That's exactly what happened to the first two back in the 60s. And apparently, if you can believe what Snowden has put out through The Guardian and other newspapers, that's where he came from in his head. One, that's happened before. Number two, it's been disastrous because what happens is the Russians are very good at wringing out what they need to know about how to penetrate our systems, how to protect their own. And they use that. They'll wring that out of Snowden just like they did the others. And at that point, Snowden ought to be very, very concerned. He ought to be afraid, quite frankly, very afraid. Because once the Russians have found out all he knows technically, they will then probe him every possible way to learn who else at NSA is vulnerable to being recruited by the Russians. And the Russians won't want us to know that. And so the easiest way to handle that problem is to have Mr. Snowden take a long fall off a short flight of steps somewhere and blame us. And so at that point, you end up with a disinformation all over the world, just like you had after the Iran-Contra hearings when Congress declassified all those national security decision directives and presidential findings that I had written. You found the formats now out there, duplicated, a Ronald Reagan signature at the bottom of it, and all over the world there were, you know, like phony national security decision directives and findings saying, I direct the CIA to spread AIDS all over Africa. Once they know the format, they can do that, and then people say, well, it's been in our newspaper. The same thing is happening now with the NSA. Number two, Snowden is vulnerable because the Russians can blame us for whatever happens to him. And that very well could happen. If I were Mr. Snowden's dad, I would be encouraging my son to get back to the United States, face the music, and be at least in a country where he's not going to be executed. The human rights record in Russia, quite frankly, isn't very good in Mr. Putin's new police state.
Here's host John Phillips talking to ABC terrorism analyst Brad Garrett about the latest allegations regarding the NSA, which include spying on the Pope.
So we've been tapping lines in the Vatican, have we?
Well, that's what's alleged. I don't know. Is it that straightforward? Maybe it is. Do the Italians have a hand in helping us if we're doing that? Maybe.
And what would be the benefit of tapping the line of the Pope or of cardinals or of people within the hierarchy of the Catholic Church?
Because they have sway with world leaders and other people around the country. I'm not suggesting that we should be doing that, but I think if we are, that would be the motivation. I mean, the Catholic Church, particularly the Pope, is a very powerful body, and their movement, influence, and conversations with world leaders, I suspect we and others would like to know.
Do you think this is going to play different politically, domestically? Because I think a lot of people just assume that you're going to tap the leaders of countries that are hostile to yours, and maybe even in some cases, like we have been, tapping the lines of your allies like Germany and Mexico. But the Vatican and cardinals and the Pope are certainly seen, even though they are political figures to some degree, they're seen as being religious figures and outside the sphere of politics. There are a lot of Catholics in this country. Do you think this could be a political problem for Washington if word gets out that this, in fact, did happen?
I don't think it will set particularly well. But it's like everything. Merkel in Germany is extremely upset. Is she behind closed doors? I don't know. I think she's angry because somebody may have listened to cell phone conversations that might well have been personal. The biggest problem today is that the world is one big pot of people communicating, at like six billion emails get sent every hour. In around the world. I mean, the way we communicate with cell phones and email, and the ability to capture and analyze some of that, I think it's just going to get, you're going to get people like, as you suggested, the Pope, perhaps caught up in that in some form or fashion. Now, is it right? Well, that's a whole different story. But it wouldn't surprise me if it's true.
All right, let's get some talk radio reaction here. Callers and what they've had to say this week is we've monitored a number of stations and called the callers on the NSA.
I think this NSA program has been way out of line since it began during the Bush administration when the American people found out about it. We had a president in our past history named Nixon who was spying on a hotel, and he was forced to resign. Now, whether Obama knew of this or not, he's supposed to know of this, and if he did not know of it, he should resign for lack of his ability to do his job. I mean, this is insane what we're doing. We're spying on every human being possible, friend, foe, everything. What type of example are we setting for our children in the future? That spying on people is okay, not mistrusting everybody is okay?
Spying has been going on regardless of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. I'm an American, and I know very well as an individual, spying has been going on for centuries. It's only because of all the information and communication that we have that we're, spying on each other, and it's not foreign to me. When I was living in the Netherlands, spying was going on among the Germans throughout Europe. How do you think Hitler got as far as he did?
We're spying on everybody. Guys, can you not see that this is a control? Our government is just dying to take control of anyone at any time, anywhere from your health care to the one to take your guns. And now we're finding out that 300 million of us are being spied on, as well as the rest of the world. as you know, it's getting ridiculous. You want to talk about foreign policy? I hear the Democrats and the Republicans. You know, it's not good. We need to take a step back, look at what we're doing, and then make wise choices.
So that leaves us with number one, and that's the health care discussion. So we'll focus on that next as we finish off, round out the top items on the Talk Radio Countdown show.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The week in review, so to speak. News Talk Radio is the focus. My name's Doug Steffen, and we are at the number one position on the countdown. That has to do with the healthcare, Affordable Health Care Act. Host Dave Bowes and Michael Medved talking about the president promising that if you had health insurance that you liked, you would be able to keep it. And now Kathleen Sebelius admits that's probably not the case.
Sebelius again expressing her lack of concern for the millions of Americans who are promised they'd be able to keep their plan and will be unable to keep their plan. They're also ignoring the fact that a lot of employers will be shifting people away from the employer plan, which has already been announced in the town.
And that's the basis of her saying 95% of Americans will be in a continuous
right.
plan. I mean, first of all, isn't it? Don't we say fewer than 95% of Americans are insured at all? So how could it possibly be that 95% will be in a continuous plan, given the fact that some of the people who are insured will not be in continuous plans and know that because they've already received their cancellation notices?
Yeah, it's an odd thing to suddenly say, well, when it comes to the small minority of people, we're just not going to, you know, that's why we don't have to care about this. It's like, well, wait a second here. That hasn't applied in any other aspect of law. Now it's suddenly applying here.
This is one of those rare times where I think the Republicans are actually handling this very well. They're doing two things that the mainstream media probably won't acknowledge are very smart. Is, in other words, one of the things that persuaders will often tell you, I mean people who are media consultants, things like that, is you're always better off when you give personal stories and personal examples than statistics.
Right.
And that's what they're doing here at these hearings. They're saying, I have a constituent, Adrian, I have this, and giving these examples, and Sebelius comes back and says, 95% of people will be able to keep their own plans. It just doesn't sound credible, especially when held up against these personal examples. The other thing they're doing that's smart, this committee is heavily stacked with Republican conservative physicians. Dr. Tom Price of Georgia, Dr. Phil Gingrey of Georgia, Dr. Bill Cassidy of Louisiana.
It's so odd to have so many educated Republicans there, since Republicans are at war with science and education itself. So it's so strange.
A politician that doesn't tell you the truth. What a novelty, huh? Talk host Dan Carroll here. With a focus on insurance, with analyst Mark Hatcher, they discuss the ongoing problems with the rollout of the Health Care Act and the health care website.
Once the government tries to get its hands and tries to create this massive law and this massive new bureaucracy and a massive new gargantuan entitlement, there's always going to be problems, always going to be issues, and you're going to be talking about it all the time.
Who ever thought we'd be sitting here almost a month in? We've got so many people that have enrolled. The system seems to be working out of the box. No, we're talking about a flawed system where people can't even get on to even start the enrollment process. I mean, the insurance companies are so upset because they are nowhere close to the number of enrollees that they expected to have by this date today. And so, you know, from the start, it has just been a mess, and there's really no light at the end of the tunnel that this thing is going to get resolved where people can easily sign up for their health care that starts January 1.
Well, this is, and just the rollout itself is a story that keeps sprouting these new tangents to talk about. And the one you just mentioned is that the insurance companies are upset because people aren't signing up for their plans under the health care exchange. What they're signing up for is Medicaid. People are looking at this, and then the people that have been able to get to the part to where you can actually see what the prices are going to be for what you're signing up for are turning to Medicaid because that doesn't cost anything.
Exactly. And those are the, you know, that's a big bulk of the people that are coming to sign up.
And that really throws a monkey wrench into the way this whole thing. Firstly, I think we all know it's unsustainable to begin with. But the model they have for this to work is that they need all these young people coming in, putting money into the system in order to float the subsidies and all the other health insurance plans for everybody else.
Yeah, you can't open up a system to no more pre-existing conditions, guaranteed issue, where anybody and everybody can come get insurance now. And so you're going to have a flood of people coming in January 1 that haven't been able to get coverage because it's not provided through their employer, and they've been denied because of their health conditions. And you hit it right on. It's the young people and healthy people. They don't even have to be young. They do, but they need to be healthy too, that aren't going to use the insurance, need to be paying in by participating to offset what's going to be coming in January 1. And you're right, it's not going to be sustainable.
So the health care item is the most talked about item this week on the talk radio circuit. So let's recap. The Halloween fat letter is number 10, World Series number 9, immigration reform number 8, the battle over the budget number 7, anniversary of Hurricane Sandy number 6, Syria number 5, state of the GOP number 4, Benghazi number 3, the NSA spying scandal number 2, and Obamacare number 1, the big bomb here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.